But the truth is, there's one other piece that's important to know as it relates to this halacha in the Bach. This is mamish halacha l'maisa. This one other piece, and that is quoted by the Mishnah Brura, and it's in the Chaya Yadam, it's in Hilchas Sukkah, it's in Klal Kuf Memvav. So this is literally the opening remarks of the Chaya Yadam in Hilchas Sukkah. He says as follows, Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Besukkah is teshvu zayin yamim. L'man yedu deriseichem, ki besukkah is hashavti es b'nei Yisrael, v'goymer me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Chaya Yadam. Mitchila ksiv besukkah is chaser. First, the first time it says in the Torah the word basukah, it says it chaser. The kan, and then the second time it says basukah say shafti, which is mole. Yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesiris. We learned the Gemaras. But abafreita chayyadam, at the end of the day, what's the pshat? This is unchayyadam like. So if you thought the Torah was untor like in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, this chayyadam is unchayyadam like in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. So lahayrois, the reason the Torah once wrote Sukkah Chasra and once Mole is to teach us that Beis Mine Sukkah Sheyashvu. Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they really sat in two types of Sukkahs. One was the Sukkah Shel Anani HaKavir, and the other one was Sukkahs Mamish. So says the Chayyadim, that's why the Torah wrote once Sukkah Chasra. One time he wrote Sukkah Mole. The reason is because really, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. Now, the truth is, it's always Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. Right? The Baskel that said the halacha is like Bezalel said, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame, but we paskin like Bezalel. Now, how could the halacha be like Beshame and Bezalel? That's a good kasha. How could a sukkah that's gevoy l'mayel m'yaser mama be psula like the chachamim and ksheir like Rabbi Yehuda? It's a good question, above my pay grade. But the point is, there is a concept of Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chame. But over here, it's more. Here, the Chayy Adam brings it in halacha. He says that really, really, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were Anani HaKavod, of course. There was Sukkahs Mamish. Where else did they live? They didn't have houses. So obviously they had Sukkahs. So they were both true. And that's merumas in the fact that the Torah wrote Basukkahs Chaser and the Torah wrote Basukkahs Mole. So we have a Chayyadam that says that really when it says in the Torah, Ki Basukkahs Eshafti Espinei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, even though we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but the Torah went out of its way to write the word Basukkahs Chaser and Mole in two different ways to show that they're both negate. So says the Mishnah Brura, I'm going to put it all together. The Kosvu Achrein, I'm reading from the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. She Yechavim Bi Yeshiva, so when a person sits in a Sukkah, you should have in mind, She Tzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leishnev Basukkah Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when a person sits in a Sukkah, you should have in mind that he's being Mekayim a Mitzvah of sitting in a Sukkah to remind himself of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Of what? The fact that we had Sukkahs when we left Mitzrayim. V'kam, and also, Zeichel Anani HaKavod. He should also remind himself that Anani HaKavod. Sheikifam Oz Oleinu, Lohogin Oleinu Min Ashrav V'Hashemesh. So the Mishnah Brura brings the Bach that says, Leman means he's supposed to have the Kavanah, and he brings the Chayyadam. That says that it's not enough to have in mind Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but you also have to have in mind Sukkahs Mamish. But then he also brings the Prima Gadim. This is only the Katchili, Paskins, Lakula, not like the Bekuri Yaakov that says that but the Evid, if you don't have this Kavanah, you got to start all over again. No, it's only the Katchili, but the Evid's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Brura brings halacha l'maisa the very, very beginning of Hilchas Sukkah and Siman Tav Reish Chafei that it says in the Torah l'man yedu deriseichem. So you have to have in mind, you have to know why you stand in a sukkah, and we have two dais in the Gemara, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, Sukkahs Mamish. And even though the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch says Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but on some level there was a chayadam. Others may have said this as well, that there's an idea of maybe we have to also be sensitive to Rabbi Akiva. So if we take the Bach and we merge it with the Chayyadam, what we have is that you have to sit down and have in mind not only the Anani HaKavod, but you have to have in mind all the Kamonis that go into Sukkahs Mamish as well. But then he says it's only the Katchila, but the Evid, if you don't have this in mind, it's going to be okay. But just to end with one Dvar Machshava, and that is, so the Chayyadam said that it says in the Torah Basukah is chaser and it says it mole, which came up prominently in the sugyas that we've already learned. Basukah is chaser, yeshem lemesoyres, basukah is mole, yeshem lemikr. But the point is, it's written Basukah is chaser, Basukah is mole. And the Chayyadam says the reason is because one is coming to teach me Zeichel Anani HaKavod, and the other one is coming to teach me Sukkahs Mamish. But what the Chayyadam doesn't explain in this very, very short piece is which one of the Basukahs is Zeichel Anani HaKavod, and which one of the Basukahs is Sukkahs Mamish. Is the Chaser Anani HaKavod, or is the Chaser Sukkahs? Which one is which? That he didn't say. But it could be it's Pashit. There's a Gemara later in Masechta Sukkah. Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that on the Yontav of Sukkot, you have to sit in one Sukkah. So whatever Sukkah you pick, pick your Sukkah, you have to run with that for the entire Yontav. You can't bounce from one Sukkah to another. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says that if you want to be in another Sukkah, it's fine. It's going to be okay. Zokta hafla. Zokta hafla. In his Panim Yafis, that Yesh Loima, this machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, alishita sayu, to the Gemara that we learned in Daf Yud Aleph on the base. You see, Rabbi Eliezer holds that why do we sin in a sukkah? Zechel Anani HaKavod. He says the Anani HaKavod was one sukkah. It was one body of schach that covered all of Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasei holds sukkah achas. It has to be one sukkah because that's what Klal Yisrael had. It was the same Anani HaKavod yesterday and today and tomorrow and for all the years that the Yidu were in the Midbar, they had one cheftz of Anani HaKavod. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, who holds the why do you sin in a sukkah? Sukkah's mamish. See, he says every yid had his own sukkah. And not just that, even the yid that had his sukkah. Today he had one sukkah. Tomorrow he had another sukkah. The next day maybe he had another sukkah. It was the same sukkah that he was always putting up and down. Mechates, he says, daflos. I'm a stabber. The Anani HaKavod was one Anani HaKavod. One shtick Anani HaKavod. Whereas the sukkah was always a different sukkah. So Zokta, haflo, it's haflo. Rabbi Eliezer, she tells me that holds Echel Anani HaKavod. So it was one sukkah that he had, the yid didn't had for the entire 40 years in the Midbar. So he had one sukkah. So Mimele, he holds, you have to be yoitz in the same sukkah from the beginning of the Yontif to the end of the Yontif. Whereas Rabbi Akiva that holds a sukkah's mamish, it's Yitachin and it's Mestabra, it wasn't the same sukkah. So if it wasn't the same sukkah, it's not okay. So L'chura, I think it's Pashit. That's what the Chayyada meant. It says Basukas Chaser and it says Basukas Male. Basukas Chaser is Echer, that's Anani HaKavod. That was the one sukkah. That was like that floor said. It was sukkah achas. It was the same sukkah from the beginning of the 40 years to the end of the 40 years. So it's my reading. That's the basukas chasa. That's the zechel anani akavit. Whereas the basukas, that's mole. That's the lashon rabim. No chasukah. That's zechel the sukkas. Like the floor said. So the basukas chasa, that's the zechel anani akavit. And the basukas mole, yesh loimar, that's the zechel to the sukkas mamish. So maybe just to end with one machshava. I saw somewhere. Don't remember where. But somewhere I saw an interesting ha'ara. And that is, we're learning Masechta Sukkah, you think? It's called Masechta Sukkah in the singular. In the Torah, the Yontif of Sukkot is referred to as Chagas Sukkos. It's referred to in the plural. And the horror that I saw was, is that why is the Masechta called Sukkah in the singular? And why in the Torah is it referred to as Chagas Sukkos in the plural? So I was thinking that maybe you could say Pshat, Behektim, a well-known Vart, from the Heilige Ketishas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev. He asked a similar question. He says, the Yontav of Pesach in the Torah is referred to as Chag HaMatzos. We don't refer to Pesach as, where are you going for Chag HaMatzos? No, where are you going for Pesach? Right, we refer to it as Pesach. It's not Chag HaMatzos, it's referred to as Pesach. And Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev, the Heilige Ketishas Levi, he asked, he said, what's the pshat? How come the Torah is called Chag HaMatzos? And how can we refer to it as Chag HaPesach? So he said something, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, of course, was the great Malamud Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. So he said, the pshat Zazoy. He said, because Matzah was what? Matzah was the idea that the Yidden, who had to leave Mitzrayim, we had to leave in a rush. We're going to go into a midbar. There was no food. There was nothing to drink. There was nothing there. And you would think that if you're going on a trip, you need to take a little tzeit l'derech. But before the dough even had a time to rise, before you were even able to take a little bit of food with you, the Yidden were rushed out of Mitzrayim. See, he says the Eibishter referred to the Yontav as Chag HaMatzos. Because the reason is the Eibishter remembers the chesed nurayich of Klal Yisrael. Lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz loy zeruah. This idea that when the Yidden were in the midbar, they didn't care about the fact they didn't have food. And it was Chag HaMatzos. They were willing to leave Mitzrayim, go on a journey someplace without even having food. They didn't even wait until the dough rose. Oh, but Klal Yisrael, when we come to the Yontif of Pesach, so we're not going to call it Chag HaMatzos, which brings out what we did, but rather, what do we refer to the Yontif as Chag HaPesach? Al Shum Shah Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came Matkis Bechiris, so he jumped over all the Jewish houses to make sure that none of the Yidden would be harmed. So Rabbi Yisrael Radishav said the Eibishter referred to the Yontif as Chag HaMatzos because he wanted to bring out the godless of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael refers to the Yontif as Chag HaPesach to bring out the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking, it's Pasha, we understand the Yontif. It's a Yontif of Zeichel, it was a miracle of Zeichel Anani HaKovid. The Vilna Gaon said, but that's what the Yontif is. Rabbi Akiva Ot Sukkos Mamish, what's that all about? What's Sukkos Mamish? What's Pasha Pshat and Sukkos Mamish? So if you look in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they say that the Inyan is Sukkos Mamish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Yidden, I want you to remember what a madriga you were on for all those years. That you left, you were in a midbar where it was dangerous, where you were exposed, and you were vulnerable, and you lived in a sukkah for 40 years. And it's an idea of Zacharti lo chesed nurayach ahavas kluloi soyach lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zaruah. Just like the matzah, the Kedushas Levi said, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to remember the madriga we were on. It's an idea of Chesed Nurayich, Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar. That's what Sukkos Mamish is. As I state in Kama V'Kama Svarim HaKadoshim. So if that's the case, Yesh Shloim, it's Mamish the Kedushas Levi. You see, the Torah, when it refers to the Yontif of Sukkos, so what does it refer to? It refers to Sukkos. Sukkos is Lashon Rabbim. Sukkos Lashon Rabbim, like the Afla said, that's Sukkos Mamish. Sukkos Lashon Rabbim, like the Chayi Adam said, that it's Sukkos Mamish Zecher. It's Zecher L'Sukkos Mamish. Because the Eivishter referred to the Yontif. Zecher L'Sukkos Mamish. Zecharti Loch. But when the Tanoim sat down to write the Masechta, they didn't call it Masechta Sukkos. We called it Masechta Sukkah, because we wanted to remember the one Sukkah. Zeicha l'anane yakovid. Zeicha to the nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Zeicha to the idea that even after the Chet Egel, not only was it Vayayim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, but it was Atta B'chartonim Mikol Ha'amim Ha'avto Esonu V'rotzisa Bonu. That David Shem wanted us back. That's what we're remembering. And that's why we refer to it, not Sukkos B'Lashon Rabbim, but we refer to it as Sukkah B'Lashon Yachid, like the Hafla said, and like the Chayyada maybe meant. That Sukkah B'Lashon Yachid is the zecher to the Anani HaKavod.